Okay.
All
right. All right, let's continue where we left off yesterday, okay? Because we got to get moving with these Rashis, and then guys, next week we'll have to get started with the Gemara position, but we don't want to skip any Shatrim they want to suggest. So, I want to begin with the following, and that is that Rashi, we said, the second part of Rashi yesterday said, that when you define gzelos, if you borrow money, you don't pay it back. Rashi said explicitly that you're not a goslin because of this principle called milvolot sa nitna. Now, milvolot sa nitna means that I lend you a $10 bill, $5 bill, you don't have to give me the same money back. That's lahotza. It's given to be spent over. So it could be the following. And Rashi is saying explicitly, as we said, that you're not being what? You don't have to pay. And therefore, you don't have to pay. I mean, if you don't pay back, you're not called a goslin. So we pointed out yesterday, but there are Rashi and Gittin says beferish that what you are over lotigzo. How the chachamim can cancel loans bismanazeh? How could they say shvi'is bismanazeh as midrabanan and cancel a loan when they would be forcing the lova to be over lotigzo? So you see, Rashi saying if you don't pay the money back, you're over lotigzo. Steer in Rashi's. And then what else do we point out? It says in Bab Metzia, Daf Samach Alpha Amar Alpha, and Bab Metzia, what Daf was it? Kufir Alpha Amar Alpha? That if you don't pay your employer, you're over Lotigzol, Lotashok. So it's a steer in Rashi's, and it's Rashi's against that Gemara. So what do we say in the name of the Avni Nezer? We said you're over Lotigzol, but what? But it's not called Tashlum Egzela. Remember we said it's not called Tashlum Egzela. You are over Lotigzol if you don't pay back, but it's not called Tashlum Egzela, and therefore it's not in this Mishnah. Because it's not our mission Sanhedrin, and that's what we left off with Shiri yesterday. Yeah, it was Kuf Yudal from Adal. So you see, remember the distinction? You're over Baal Tigzol, but it's not called Tashlumik Zeil. That was the chiluk that we made. Okay. Now, the first thing that I gave you in the packet, let's take a look. Does everyone have their packet? Okay. In the packet, in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shviz, remember we said the first nine prakim of Masechta Shviz deal with the Isra of Avodas HaKarka, dealing with the land. The tenth parak is devoted to loans. And the Gemara Yushalmi has this on, the Dap Yushalmi is Daf Chav Tesam Ralf, it says explicitly, Milvul Shehi Nase Kafronis Eina Mishametis. What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe on the side of the page says as follows, that you lent the guy money, and the guy keeps denying and denying throughout the Shemitah year, and he remains, when does Shemitah cancel the loans? At the end of the year. The guy keeps denying and denying and denying the whole year, even into the end of the Shemitah year. Then all of a sudden he makes an about face right after Shemitah, and he admits to it. Or Edim come forward and say that what? And Edim come forward and say that he's chayiv. What's the din in that case? That's called milvah that becomes a kafronis. Milva shenase kafronis, literally translating a loan that became denied. So what does it say? What's the halach in that case? Does the loan remain intact or not? What does it say? Milva shenase kafronis, ainam shemetis. It's not canceled, it remains intact. Now, how do you understand that din? Let's get that down. Milva shenase kafronis, ainam shemetis. How do you understand that din? What does the Pnei Moshe say? Why does the Torah cancel loans? Because you're not allowed to pressure. The mouth of the lender is not allowed to pressure the lova. And if you have the ability to pressure him, and you don't, the Torah says it's canceled. The loan is canceled. Meaning the cancellation of the loan, Yaakov, is totally on what? Your ability to pressure him. And the Torah says don't pressure him. Because the loan's canceled. But says the Pnei Moshe, since the guy denies the loan the whole time, you have no ability to pressure him. Because he's denied it. So since you have no ability to pressure him, the loan is not canceled. You understand what I'm saying? The only time that the Torah cancels a loan is when you have the ability to pressure him. And the Torah says don't pressure. So in a classical case like this year, in 2 weeks, the loan will be canceled. But you have no ability to pressure him because the guy's denying it the whole time. So if the guy's denying it the whole time, says the Pnei Moshe, therefore the Torah will not cancel such a loan. Because you don't have the ability, the wherewithal to pressure him. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. What does the Vilna Gaon say on the next page? Take a look. What does the Vilna Gaon say? Where I underline, Lo Tzurka The lo milva shinasis kafranis goivim in a itis. Do you guys know there are three levels of real estate? What are the three levels of real estate in halacha? Gemara Baba Kama, bless you, Ephraim. Itis, who gets itis? Someone who's damaged, a nizik. Who gets bain in this middle of the road karka? A balchov, someone who's owed money. Who gets ziburis? A ksubis isha, a woman who gets divorced, her husband dies. Itis, baininis, ziburis. Okay? What happens if someone lends money and the fellow refuses to pay the money? And then he comes forward and admits after Shemitah or Edim come forward and say, you owed the money. What level of karka does the malva get if the guy has no money to pay? He gets what? What does the Vilna Gaon say? Itis. So what do you see from the Vilna Gaon? That this is called, and this is where Moshe Dimmerman, Shlita the Great Gaon said, Milva Kafron is the Gezel, the Gezel. Milva Kafron is his Gezel. If you borrow money, you don't pay it back, it's called Gezel. That's what the Vilna Gaon's Girsa is on this Yushalmi. Whereas the Pnei Moshe said, it wasn't called Gezel, but the reason why it wasn't canceled was because why? It was not a scenario where you could have pressured the guy. Because the guy was what? Denying it the whole time. So that's why it wasn't canceled, right? Pnei Moshe has one shot. But the Vilna Gaon's, according to the Vilna Gaon's shot, if you borrow money and don't pay it back, it's classified as Gezel. And therefore stolen money is not Neshamet. So what emerges according to the Vilna Gaon? That if you borrow money and you don't pay it back, you are called a what? A Goslin. Excellent, Stephen. And that's smack against who? Rashi and our Mishnah. So get it down. Rashi will be against the Yerushalmi according to the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon. Absolutely. According to the Pnei Moshe, he won't be. Pnei Moshe had a different way. The reason why it doesn't cancel because you had no ability to pressure him. Because you denied it the whole time. Now let's just finish up the din in the Yerushalmi. Let's go back to the first page. What was the second case? It's really not germane to us, but let's just get it completely. Kafronis shinasis milva mishametis. What's that case? What's a kafronis? What was the kafronis? You kept denying and denying, and then right before the end of Shemitah, you admitted that you owed the money. Or Aiden came in. But it's before the end of Shemitah. So therefore the loan resurfaces, and the loan is what? What's the din? What's the din of kafronis shinasis milva? It's Mishamete, because before the end of Shemitah. Now, the Gemara says the next line, Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, im lamidas adin kein, lo tzurka, do lo milva shinasis milva goyve benonis. What does it say? What was Rabbi Yirmiyah's shaila? In this case, when the loan resurfaces, does it go back to the deraisa? According to one day in the Gemara, getting a balchov should only get what? Ziburis. But why did the Rabbanim bump him up to Baininus? Why did the Rabbanim bump him up to Baininus? Because people stopped lending money. I lend the money to a guy. He has no cash. I want his land. I can only get the worst land? Forget it. I'm going to stop lending money. So they bumped it up to Baininus, the Rabbanim said. Hefker Bez and Hefker. They have the power to do that. So when this loan resurfaces, Ellie, do you go back to the Derais and only get Ziburis? Or do you even get Baininus? So what's the Psak Halacha? The Psak Halacha is what, actually, the way the what? The way the Pnei Moshe says is that it wasn't answered. It was not answered. The Pnei Moshe says, well, Ipshita, this was not answered. It was left as an open question. But the way the Vilna Gaon has it, what does he say? Kafranashinasa milva gova bebaininis. He says it was answered, you get baininis. Okay? So when the loan resurfaces and he wants to collect it before the end of Shemitah, once Shemitah comes, it's going to be canceled, right? But before the end of Shemitah, the halacha will be that he'll get baininis. Okay? So that second din is really not germane to us, but the first din is critical, okay? Absolutely critical. So that means if you borrow money and don't pay it back, there's a lacha what? There's a lacha being called a gazlin according to what Shita Sagon in the Pshat in Yushami. So we're pointing out that Rashi is against that Shita. Now, Lamaisa, it's an interesting question, halacha Lamaisa, and it could very well be as follows. The Torah Zroim is really bothered by this Shiloh. What's he bothered by this Shiloh, the Kasha? What does the Gemara say in Bezim and Beis? When we get to it, Bez Hashem. The Gemara distinguishes which categories need three experts. Which categories need three experts? Excellent. And which doesn't? I understand. What is a case of halva? What is a case of halva? Where you borrow money, and what happens? The guy denies it. So you take him to a din Torah. According to the Vilna Gaon, doesn't that become zealous? Kasha. That's what the Torah is drawing as such a kasha. Please get it. How can the Gemara distinguish between zealous chabos on one hand and aldos alvos on the other when every type of zealous, every type of alvos will have an element of zealous according to Vilna Gaon in the Yerushalmi? That's a great kasha, no? So what's the answer? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say the great Gaon that whenever you take a guy to a din Torah that hasn't paid you back your money, you can claim from him in one of two ways. You could say, sir, I lent you money 5 years ago. Give me the money for the loan. Then you're plugging in the whole vaults. Then you wouldn't need three dayanim that have mumchim. You wouldn't need three mumchim. But if you say you're playing around with me, and you keep denying and lying in my face, and I'm tired of it, then you're accessing what element? You're accessing the denial, which is gezel. And on that, you'll need three dayanim that require mumchim. That's what he wants to say according to Rashi, according to the Rambam. That's what he wants to say according to Rambam. It'll depend on how you actually make your claim. Do you present your claim that you are what? You are lying to me, or you really owe me the money as a loan? It depends on those two nekudas, okay? Now, it's interesting that Avnezer says that's only according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, what did Rashi say in our Mishnah? Our Rashi said, Milva lo tso nitna, right? Rashi said, if you're Milva lo tso nitna, therefore it's not a goslin. But if you be kofur b'milva, you would be a goslin, no matter what. Every case of halvos would require what? A basin of mumkin. Meaning that this distinction we're making, that which element you're plugging into, is only going to be good according to the Rambam, it seems. According to Rashi, if you hold that you're a goslin, if you're kofur, Rashi happens to hold if you're kofur halvos, you're not a goslin. But let's say in theory, Rashi would say you are a goslin. No matter what, all havals would be an element of gazlanus. You never have that point of Rashi because mivalot saw nitna. But in theory, if Rashi would have said it, you're not going to make this distinction. And the truth is, it's a big chiddush, this distinction. It's a very big chiddush, this distinction to make, that in fact, what, that it depends which element I plug into when I make my tefillah. But that's what emerges from this what? From this chiddush that we want to bring out here. That's what emerges from this chiddush that we want to bring out, that the Vilna Gaon Lamais is reading of the Yerushalmi, that if you borrow money and you don't pay it back, you taka ara goslin. Okay? So what we said yesterday, according to Rashi, you're over lo tigzol, number one, it's not called tashlumei gzeila, and now we're pointing out that that's against the Vilna Gaon's pshat in Yerushalmi. Now I also want to point out, I believe we can now put together, and let's get it down in our notes, what the Rav said yesterday in Rashi with the first part, with the second part. What did Rashi say yesterday? Rashi said, you're kofur b'pikadon. You do shlichus yad. What's the din? It's considered to be gzeila. You require three mumchim or classic gzeila. And then that's the second part of Rashi. What's the second part of Rashi? But if you borrow money and don't pay back, what happens? You're not called a goslin. And this is what Ephraim asked yesterday. Let's go through it. Why are you not a goslin when you borrow money? You didn't take it against his will. He lent you the money willingly. So it's not classical gzeila. And why is it not kinyan gzeila? Or kiyuve gzeila? Because why? Because milva lo tso nitna. Exactly. Because milva lo tso nitna. You don't have to give the money that you borrow. You can spend it. What does shlichus yad mean? I watch the basketball. I'm not allowed to touch it. When I borrow money, I can touch it. I can use it. You understand how Rashi's trying to contrast? The aval is saying, but borrowing hasn't none of those elements of gzeila. That's exactly what Rashi's driving at. He's trying to compare and contrast and say, you know what? Borrowing money has none of those elements of classic gzeila. You took it what? You took it willingly. Number two, and there's no chiyuvi and kinyan gzeila at all. Why not? Because I'm able to spend the money. It's not a problem. Milva lo tso nitna. There's no shlichus yad at all. So that's exactly what the Rav, I think we can complete the Rashi with exactly what the Rav said very nicely. Comes out very nicely. Okay? Now, two more nakudas I want to point out here from this, and that is as follows. Yesterday, we didn't discuss the sheet of the Ravid. Does anyone recall what the Ravid said? And Ben brought it up in Seder very nicely. You remember what the Ravid said on that Rambam? The Ravid said, let's get it down because we really didn't stress it. The Ravid says, if you're a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachin, you do Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad, and then afterwards you claim the claim was stolen for you, from you. You're Tolin Tanis Ganav. He says, you're Chayiv Kefil. And as the Rav says beautifully, the Rav says, Beferish, that you keep your hat on of being a Shomer even after Shlichus Yad, according to the Ravid. Remember we said, according to the Rambam, once you do Shlichus Yad, you lose your hat of being a Shomer, you're only a Kazlan, correct? The Ravid has a sheet that you're Chayiv Kefil even after you do Shlichus Yad. You're Chayiv Kefil even after you do Shlichus Yad. How can that be? Because the Rav says you retain your hat of being a Shomer even after Shlichus Yad. So Ben asked me, he said, Rebbe, do the Dayanim that you need for Toin Tain as Ganav, let's say, after Shlichus Yad, according to the Ravid, would they need to have Smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu on down? What would you say? I would say no. Because if you retain your hat of being a Shomer, then you can have regular Dayanim. It's not Gzeilus. You follow what I'm saying? So I told Rabbi Sassoon, who wrote, I introduced him a few boys in Seder, who wrote up the Rav Shiurim. I said, you should have written that in the notes, that according to the Ravid, you're not going to need all three Dayanim to have Smicha. That's what comes out according to the Ravid. I want you guys to get that down. According to the Rav Shtukal Torah, it comes out that according to the Ravid, even by a Shlichus Yad, guy does Shlichus Yad, and then afterwards, what happens? I'm a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sarach, I'm dribbling the basket, I did Shlichus Yad. Then the guy comes over and says, you know, sir, can I have my basketball back? I said, no, you know what? I'm sorry. It was stolen from me. And I'm lying. It's in my garage. So I was torn down the Skanov to defend myself after Shlichus Yad. I'm Chayev Kefil, according to the writer. Because even after Shlichus Yad, you still retain the hat of being a Shomer. And torn down the Skanov is only Chayev Kefil when you're a Shomer. So if that's the case, if you classify the Tfi as being a Shomer, then in that Din Torah, you probably would only need what? Three Dayanim. They don't need to have Smicha. They would not need to have smicha according to the Ravid in that opinion. So he even says even after Shlichus Yad, which is an unbelievable chiddush. So please get that nakuda down that we want to say. And then I saw yesterday one section. Let's just finish this up. Then I saw yesterday an amazing chiddush, which I don't think is a pshat in Rashi from Avram Gurvitz Zatzal. He's a great Rosh Yeshiva in Gateshead, England, in the yeshiva there. We wanted to suggest, once you get it down, that when Rashi says kofur bepikaron did mishalech boyad, doesn't mean literally you shalech boyad. It means that kofur bepikaron lends itself to the aveira of shlichus yad, whereas halva is milvelot sudden and it does not. You can spend the money, but it doesn't mean literally. I was telling Yosef this morning and Adam, it doesn't mean literally you are shalech boyad. It doesn't mean that literally. Doesn't mean literally you being Sholech Boyad. It means that since Gzeilah, since Kofer B'Kodah, Shomerchim lends itself, Shomerchim lends itself to the Aver of Shlichus Yad, therefore, you're going to require what? You're going to require three Mumchim. Whereas borrowing money is Milvelot Sanitna, you can spend the money, there is no concept of Shlichus Yad. And therefore, you don't need three Mumchim. You follow what I'm saying? Does everyone got that pshat? Please get it down, Ben. You follow me? What emerges from that pshat? That means you're not literally being Sholech Boyad. According to Rashi. You understand what I'm saying? Dibishalef boyad means because in theory there is shlichus yad, therefore, halacha lamais, you need three mumchim. And that answers the kash in the Gemara Baba Kama. What was the Gemara Baba Kama? Kofer b'bikaron enough, Jeremy alone is what? Makes you a goslin. So why does Rashi say shlichus yad? He's not saying you actually did shlichus yad. He's just saying in theory there is a concept of shlichus yad. You hear that pshat? I don't think that's the pashup shot in Rashi though. Because dimishalech boyad means you actually did it, pashup shot, no? But I want you to know that, okay? I want you to get that down. That's what Avram Gurvitz says. Dimishalech boyad means in theory, since there is an aver of shlichus shot, where there is by Xelis and not by Halvah. Yes, Shimon, go ahead.
Can we repeat the answer to the Torah's Roim? Question of the Roim?
Yeah, the Torah's Roim, the answer to the Torah's Roim is just that when you take the guy to a din Torah, that you have him to pay back, are you trying to amplify the fact you're a liar? You've been playing around with me all these years? So then that's gezel. But if you say, just pay me for the loan, then that's all vals. That's a bit of a chiddush, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's one works according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, it doesn't seem to... According to Rashi, if you didn't hold Nivolot Sun, didn't it? If you'd be a gazan, all havas should be gazlanis. You should always require... You follow me? You should always require three dayanim. It's a bit of a chiddush, that chiddush. Yeah, quickly, Yoni, go ahead.
Once again, on the rub on the rug, saying that the hat of being a shomer overrides shlichus yad.
So right, that you retain the hat of being a shomer even after shlichus yad.
And dinim, when a shmira is the generating factor, you only need one.
Right, if you can't classify it solely as a tefiah of gzela, then you will not require three mumkum.
Okay.
And therefore, when the guy says, when this Toyntan has got him afterwards, we'll classify that as a tefiah of a shomer. And therefore, you won't require three mumkum. So that's why I told him you should have written that in the notes here on the bottom. Okay? If we were writing it up, we would have written that on the bottom. That it comes out according to the Rav and the Rav, you wouldn't require three mumkum. Okay. Excellent. Very good. Now, let's go on now to the next Rashi. Okay? So we finished that. We spent about a shir and a quarter on that Rashi. Okay? So you have a whole shtickel tired on this Rashi to define what this means, gzeilus. A few of the other Rebbeim were asking me, you know, they said, why didn't Rashi just say shlichus yad? Why does he have to even bring in kofar b'pikarim? Just let him say shlichus yad. So my answer was what? It said gzeilus, lashon rabin. Rashi wants to give you all the categories of gzeilus. Wouldn't suffice to say shlichus yad. You want to say all the different tracks. Okay, let's go to the next Rashi we want to discuss. What does it say in the Mishnah? Let's look. Everyone got it? It says in the Mishnah. Okay? The second wide line. Okay, let's read the second wide line there. Gabi, go ahead. Why don't you read the second wide line at the very end? It's only three words, but let's read it. Go ahead. Okay, Chalitza Amiyun Mishlosha, it means Chalitza Amiyun, we'll get you another time, guy, okay? Chalitza Amiyun Mishlosha. No, I was calling me, no, it's good. Chalitza Amiyun.
Is everyone call me Gabriel?
No, it's fine. No, I like whatever you guys like. No, it's fine. Chalitza Amiyun Mishlosha. So you need a basin for three. You got me? You need a basin for three. Let's see Rashi. Go ahead, Gabi. Okay? No, go ahead. Gabi, go ahead. Give me Unin. Go ahead, Miyunin. Rashi, where he says Chalitza, Chalitza Bishlosha.
Okay, Chalitza Bishlosha. Bilomus Yalif La Viperik Mitzvos Chalitza.
Right, we learn it out from a pasuk that you need three for Chalitza. Everyone knows what a Chalitza is, correct? Husband's married to a woman, God forbid he dies without kids. She wants to get released. She has to either have Yibum, where her brother in law marries her, or what? Or she spits in front of him, she removes his shoe. And therefore, that allows her to get remarried. Not to a Kohen, only a Levi Yisrael. Go ahead. I want to just point out before you read the next Rashi, let's get this down, that there are Tanoim in the Mishnah and Chalitza that say you need five for Chalitza. Okay? There are Tanoim that say you need five. We Paskin, I want you to get this, that we require three to sit here, one, two, three, and then there are two guys that sit on the side in a right angle. So you have five, but really three major dayanim and two guys on the side that sit in a right angle. Why do they do that? Kedila farsam adavar, to publicize the matter that she's a chalutza. Why do you have to publicize the matter that she's a chalutza? Two reasons, Rashi says. Number one, to tell the Kohanim that the Kohanim can't marry her because she's a chalutza. So nisa d'rabbanan for a Kohen to marry a chalutza. Number two is to tell the Levim and Yisraelim now that she can what? Now she can get married, because until that time she was stuck as an aguna. So there are two reasons why you want to publicize the matter. That's why the Dayanim the day before, you're supposed to put up signs of be a Chalitza, and the Dayanim the day before say which classroom the Chalitza is going to be done. They actually have to go to the classroom the day before and say, we're going to have a Chalitza here to be called Goveya Duchta. It's all to publicize the matter. What'd you say?
This floor,
We've had Chalitzas in Yeshiva, and that happens, doesn't happen so often. We had it before. We have had Chalitza, so we put up signs the day before, and the Dayanim have to go the day before and say it's going to be in such and such classroom. It's only if the people allow it, right? You have to ask them permission. But in theory, it should be publicized. Okay? So it does say Chalitza Mishu, because Mikra, then that's the three. Go ahead. Gabi, next Rashi.
Yisoma Katana, Shesha Shio, Ima Vyachia, Lidata. So a young orphan, like she's under Bas Mitzvah.
Excellent. Under the age of 12.
That is set up to get married by her brother, by her mother and brother.
Right, which is only Nisuin Midrabanan, because only if a father marries off his ketan is that work Minat Torah. The father only has the right to Mekadosh Minat Torah. No one else. Go ahead.
Yosef Velo Get.
She needs no get to end the marriage. Go ahead. As long as she refuses in front of a bais din that she wants out of this marriage, she does not need a get, kolzman, she hasn't turned 12. And add on shtei saras. She needs 12 and shtei saras. Till that time, she can refuse. After that time, she's done. Go ahead. Excellent. So what does this mean? So that means you have a ketana whose father died. The father is the only one who has the ability to marry her off in a Torah. The brother and mother marry her off. That's only kedusha min rabbanan. Since it's only kedusha min rabbanan, she doesn't need a formal get. Until she's 12 and stays sour, she can go in front of Beis Din and just walk right out. That must be done in front of three. And then Rashi coins a phrase. And that phrase is from a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Lamed Amud Aleph, that says, called a tikkun rabbanan, kein diraisa tikkun. Anytime the rabbanan make an enactment, they don't make it in a vacuum. They always try to model themselves after a pre-existing din diraisa. So Rashi says that miyun needs a Beis Din, and it's modeled after some din diraisa that requires a Beis Din. And he doesn't tell you what. He doesn't spill the beans. What on earth is Rashi referring to? That's what you got to be bothered by when you read this Rashi. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came to Rashi Tikkun. Okay, very well. But which one is it? He doesn't say. He doesn't say at all. And it's a tremendous, tremendous what? Tremendous, tremendous difficulty. All you have to do is remove. And that's it. Refuse. And that's it. That's all you have to do. Now, I want you to know, when she becomes 12, and she didn't refuse, you need a new nesu'in min haTorah. And then you need a get min haTorah. Because the kedushin rabbanan develops into a kedushin min haTorah. And therefore, if you want to end the marriage, that's like any other marriage. You need a get or he has to die. But until that time, all we require is miyun. Okay. So, let's begin to explore what exactly Rashi's really driving at here, okay? When he says, Kein diraisa tikkun, what does he mean? So, Lamaisa, we know that it could very well be there's two distinct possibilities that Rashi might be driving at, okay? What are the two distinct possibilities? So there is a famous tshuva of the Notab Yehuda. Notab Yehuda was the chief rabbi of Prague. In Ma'adura Tinana Ibn Ezer, Simon Kufya Dalet. Okay? Simon Ibn Ezer Kufya Dalet. The note of Yehuda writes, Beferish, that a get has to be given, or let's get it down, a get has to be given in front of a Beis Din. Okay? And he proves this from a Trumas Adeshin in Simon Reish Mem Ches, and the Trumas Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi Simon Pei Dalet. That a get given Belila is puzzle. Why on earth would a get be given Belila apostle? Because you need a Beis Din. And Beis Din does not convene at night. What's the marker that Beis Din only convenes in the daytime? The Mishnah Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Din and Aleph. So the Notab Yehuda says, he believes that Rashi Yona meant, when he said, Kein diraisa tikkun, that Miyun was patterned after a get. That a get needs a Beis Din. The whole institution of Miyun is Midrabanan. Yes, the Notab Yehuda said the whole institution of Miyun is the Rabbanan, and therefore they need to have a Beis Din's the Rabbanan. What was that modeled after? That was modeled after a get, which is what? Which also requires a get, min haTorah. I gave you the Rabbi Akiva Eger here in the Likutim. Thank you to Johnny, he bought me, I got the Kobe, got it for me. I gave you the money, right? It says in the Kobe's Beforshim, it says Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes, he says he can't believe this Notab Yehuda. Because it implies they need a get min haTorah. He says, I learned the whole Masechta. And believe me, Rabbi Akiva Eger knows new shas. The only thing you need for a get is what? A corner of Elazar? Who learned getting? What's the major part of the get? Adam and Sirik Arsi. The two Adam and see the get given. What's a mayor say? Adam and Sirik Arsi. Actually, Stephen. The Adam that are signed on the get. Nowhere in getting does it say you need a Beis Din. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, what on earth is going on here? That's what this implies. That mean a Torah, you're going to need a what? You're going to need a get. He says, where do you find you ever need a get? No way do we find it. The only time you need a get for a Beis Din is what? Is b'fanei nechtav. When a get is brought from Medina Sayam to verify before me was written, before me was signed. Then you need a get. And then you need a Beis Din, the Gemara says, according to one day on Hamid Beis. According to one opinion. That's a specific case. Only if a shliach has to bring a get from Medina Siam there to show to verify it was written in form and signed, for it wasn't forged. Only that specific case. But generally, get doesn't need a Beis Din. Where do you find this? You can't believe this. But the Yehuda says that's what Rashi meant. Amazing, no? And he goes on to say even more than that, that the Orzarua, let's take a look, guys, in the packet. It's really not the Orzarua, but the Trumas Hadash. Guys, take a look at the packet. It's the fourth page. We'll go back to the third page. What does the Beis Yosef say in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav? Get Hanitan Belaila. Go ahead, Gabi. Read the Beis Yosef. You're doing a great job.
Get Hanitan Belaila. Over Yom.
Acher.
Acher Sheifal Arvish.
Even if it was after Meirvin, it was still daylight. Let's say they daven Meirv early. Right? Let's say they daven after Plag Mincha. What does he say? Puzzle. Now, the Ken Kasuv?
Ken Kasuv, the Trumas Hadeshin, Simon Rishon.
Now, the Trumas Hadesh was a late Rishon, and also, who did you say? The Chuvis, Rebbe Liao, Mizrahi, and Simon Pei Dalit. Okay? Go ahead. This is all supposedly from the Orzarua. That they're quoting from the Trumas Hadesh of Blaz Rach is a quote from the Orzarua. Chelik Aleph, Simon Tuf Shin Mem Hey. Get it down. Okay? Because Orzaru was quoted saying, a get that's given Belial is puzzle. So they all thought this shtickle Torah. So what does the Beis Yosef say? Shamati?
Shamati, Atam, Shum, get, have a din.
That giving a get is a din. Go ahead.
The ain't din and Belial. The ain't din and Belial. We don't judge it.
Exactly, go ahead. Comments to Beis Yosef, go ahead.
The ain't yodea, ma ino no din, a get.
He says, I don't know what's going on here. He says, I never heard any of the poskim say this. He said, a giving a get is a din? He said, forget about it. It's for sure cultural Belial, says the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, never heard of it, such a thing. And the truth is, Rav Yagid Shlita, who was a Rebbe in MTA many, many years, he's a great gon. He retired, and he's a great gon. He wrote a shtickle Torah on this concept. And he says the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Note of Yehuda, first of all, if you look clearly, if you look first of all in Rashi and Gittin on Ayin Vav and Beis, Rashi says, I want you to get this down. Rashi has a case, he's Masbid the Gemara, Ayin Vav and Beis and Gittin. When Abaye said, if the husband said, when the son comes out of its sheath, then the divorce will be. How does Rashi describe that case? The get was given at night. Rashi himself is saying in Get 9 Vavim on base that the get was given at night. Right? Rashi is saying himself. And the truth is the Note of Yehuda did not have the Orzarua. If you look in the Orzarua himself, says Rabbi Yagid, he says if you look in the Orzarua himself, you know what the Orzarua was saying? He's saying forget about it. He says you don't need a base Mishasa get. It's a misquote. The Orzarua said, we don't require a basin for Nesina Zaget because it'll cause agunas. You might not have a basin all the time around. So he says, the whole source of the Trumas Hadesh and Rabbi Lael Mizrach was from Orzarua, and in Orzarua, he never said it. He said, V'chitem l'boy Nesina Zaget t'lasa, lo ashkechon, t'izkiru t'lasa. We never found it. Maybe get Medina Siam. Shem Nekim Shrav Shosh, you only found it in one case. V'orzarua Mesayim Zalusha, el akorcha t'lasa, dekamim d'robonin hi. So he himself, you don't need Nesina Zaget. So the whole source in the Rishon that said it, the Orzarua, is what? Never said it. You follow me? So the Beis Yosef, who said he doesn't agree with the Sol Din, it seems to be very correct. No? What does the Gemara say now? Turn the next page in the packet, Baba Basra. The Gemara has a case here where you have a terrible guy. What do I mean by you have a terrible guy? You have a husband who's a bad guy. He's a really bad guy. So you know what he wants to do? He doesn't have much money. He has to pay a ksuba if he divorces his wife. Ksuba's a lot of money. You know who was the co-signer on this particular ksuba? His father-in-law. So he divorces his wife. Who's going to have to end up paying the ksuba? His own father-in-law. The father's going to pay his own daughter. And then he's going to what? So he'll get out of having to do that. That was the whole point, Lamais. He wants to play this game. Isn't it amazing?
Father-in-law always co-signs?
No. He just pulls a shtick, Lamais. He pulls a knunya and megarish his wife in order to get the maos and the ksuba mechamav that he won't have to pay for. It's a shtick like that. So the Gemara says, how can you avoid that shtick? I'll tell you. Every time you get married, make it deny that the husband can never derive any benefit from the money of who? Of his father-in-law for the ksuba. It's a good kasha. So what is Gemara answer to that? Go ahead, read the Gemara there. One line there, Gabi.
I'm really a bai. I to call him the Megarish.
Oh, you gotta read it like this. You gotta read it rhetorically. You think every time a guy gives a get, he does it in front of a beis din? Of course not. The simple reading this Gemara is saying black on white, you don't need a beis din. No? You read it rhetorically. So what do you see? We just took up a Gemara in Shas that says you don't even need a beis din. So the truth is, I'll be pashtus, guys, is you don't need a get, you don't need a beis din for a get. And the practice in America, we were just discussing with Rabbi Zilberman this morning, Shlita, who runs the RCA Gittin, that in America, even the most yeshivish about the dinim are not makpid to have a beis din for nesinus a get. They have a sofer there that writes up the get. They have a rav that's masada the get, but they don't have a beis din sitting there. In Eretz Yisrael, they are makpid. In the rabbanut, because they have bate dinim there. They have a beis din already there. You follow this mahalach good? So it comes out, Lamai said they don't have it at all. Now look weiter. Look at the last page in the packet, guys. We'll go back to the other pages. What is the last page? Go ahead, Gabi. What does the Rama say? In Hilchos, write it down, Hilchos Kuf Chav Gimel. Sif, it's the last sif there. I don't know what sif was. I gave it to you, didn't I? Yeah, sif hey, go ahead. Kuf Chav Gimel sif hey, go ahead. Right, underlined.
The Ein Legarish of Belaila.
He says, don't do it, Belaila. Okay, there are shitas. Go ahead, the Notabuta, go ahead.
Garish Belaila, Yesh Omrim, the Have Get Possible.
It's only Yesh Omrim that the Get's Possible, but Mikra didn't, it's definitely kosher. Go ahead. Velachain.
Velachain, Velachar, Sheyfalo, Bekal, Arvis, Apal P, She Adain Hayom, Gadol Ein Legarish.
Excellent. Even though it's still, they dive Meyer early, you dive Meyer, don't do it. But Mikra didn't, if you did it, it's kosher. And I'll tell you, I know of case. There's a guy, who's a terrible guy, refusing to give a get to his wife. He's always out of town. They chopped him in town at night. Made a beis din, give the get. Oh, emigarish b'layla. What do you mean, mikra? Did we just learn it's kosher? And that's the prevalent psak. The prevalent psak is that the get is kosher b'layla. Okay? Now, I gave you in Seder, I didn't write on the Mar Makomas. Let's turn to the Tosis of Memdalan and Aleph. Amazing Gemara. Let's learn the Tosis of Memdalan and Aleph. It's amazing, guys. I want you to get this clore. Shoot, 1, 2, 3. Shoot every mucker. You got it, 1, 2, 3 down. What does it say in Memdalan and Aleph? Take a look at the Gemara there, just on the bottom line. Vamra B'yoichanan, 2 lines on the bottom. Go ahead, Gabi. Vamra B'yoichanan. Memdalan and Aleph on the bottom. Go ahead. I remember if Shekhtar gave this as a bechina. He gave this toast as a bechina, and the bechina in the koilah. Go ahead, hey, what? Mamar Rabbi Yechanan?
Yeah, Mamar Rabbi Yechanan. Asr lo le Adam shikain shalom nechavera v'layla. Hashinan shemashed...
Shemashedu. Rashi Masber says you're not allowed to say shalom aleichem to a person at night, because he might not be a human being, he might be a shade. And you're not allowed to say shem Hashem to a shade. It's like motz Hashem shemayim levatal, you're wasting on Shem's name. It's a strange din, that's what Rashi says on the bottom. So zok the toast. Guys, look at the bottom tises. Chashinin.
Chashinin shema sheid ahu. Dafka be lesados uveharim makom sheim bnei adam vitorin de shichi shem sheidim.
To shichi sham sheidim vafilu.
Afilu beyom de kide hahi de virush me.
To perik basra.
Basra de yivamos dafka.
Chav Bezim at Aleph.
Sha'ala
Lahar. So he says, only in the fields and mountains where there are no human beings, there's shade of a lot, even in the daytime. Aval.
Aval be'ir afilu b'layla lo chashinan.
Oh, you can say shalom to a human being at night in the city because we're not afraid to shade because shade don't hang out in the city. Go ahead. Dafilu the ilav hachi.
The ilav hachi.
Dafilu b'layla lo chashin. Even night we're not chashin. The ilav hachi. Go ahead. How can you ever say hi to your friend at night in the city? Go ahead. The heyach.
The heyach. Isha.
Whoa! He's just rolling along, Tysus. Whoa! How could a guy ever divorce his wife at night? Obviously, Tysus holds. Yona, that what? You can miss the whole line. Can someone divorce his wife at night? Yes! Rav Shekhar said, give me a Tyson Sanhedrin that says Beferish about this. Right there, you can miss the whole line. Rashi and Gitnai and Vav and Beis, Tyson and Hedjim and Dal Naf and Armasechta. Says Beferish, a guy can divorce his wife at night. And Tyson Megillah, Daf Gimel Maaf, says the same thing. Gimel Maaf and Megillah, write it down. Div Masch Hashinit. The guy directs people to write a get to his wife. How do you know the guy's a human being? Maybe it's not her husband. And you're going to give her a get based on that? That's what's the Tos is talking about. Not that we're afraid the woman's not a human being, we're afraid the man that's given the directives act is not a human being. So she'll think she's divorced and be mizana with someone, God forbid. But you see, the prevalent psak, and that's what we do, is that we don't require a beis din at all. Halacha l'mais. Okay. We brought up Rashi. So then what is Rashi referring to, guys? This is all a mahalach that's concerning what? What was the whole mahalach? That candy recipe could meant what? Meant what? Get. Meant get. That assumes that a get means a beis din. The whole shtickle turn, that's the whole first approach. David, you got me? But now we just proved it's very difficult. So then we got to go back to Rashi now. Know what Rashi mean? Says the Rishash on the spot, and the Maram shift that I gave you, it means chalitza. And that is fits beautiful. Because midiraisa, you do need a beis din for chalitza. Midiraisa. And it fits beautifully also, Yosef, based on two nekudas. Number one, there's an element of refusal in a chalitza. You're refusing to do yibum. You're selecting to do chalitza. There's an element of refusal. And it's always optimal to do yibum. You know, the Bahag is like we put the guy in a semi-cherem. The guy should keep alive his dead brother's name. That's why you spit at the guy. The spit is symbolic of shichla zera, that he should use to keep his dead brother's name alive. Why do you remove his shoes? The Gemara says in one cutting that someone's in nidui, you take his shoes off. It's really a bad thing. You really should do yibum over chalitza. We don't do it bismanzak because we're not on a high madrega to have proper kavanas to do it. But ideally, yibum should be done. So when you don't do yibum, you do chalitza, you're refusing. Ah, element of refusal. That's the model for me, which is refusal itself, mamish. And number two, Nakuda, what does it say, Yosef, the Mishnah? What does it say in the Mishnah? What word follows right after munin? Chalitza. Beautiful coupling. Beautiful coupling. Miun is being bottled after chalitza, Johnny. So you see beferish that according to this, a get would not need a beis din. And Rashi Bichlal was not referring to what? Was not referring to a get. Now, and I'll tell you why it's even convincing, because that Rashi Gittin says it's good Belial, right? If it's good Belial, you don't need a Beis Din, right? If it's good Belial, you don't need a Beis Din. Now, I have to tell you, though, the note of Yehuda was an Adam Gadol. How would you get out of at least the Gemara and Bava Basra? How would you get out of the Gemara and Bava Basra? So on the bottom of the page there, what does it say there, Gabi? I didn't give it to you, but what does Rabbeinu Gershom say? Do you see the Rabbeinu Gershom there on the spot? You want to show him, Johnny? Show him what to read there. I didn't underline it for you. Go ahead. You can read it rhetorically, but you read it rhetorically what? Go ahead. The Rabbeinu Gershom there on the Gemara Bava Basra. You got it there? But I don't have it there myself. It's about the sixth wide line. It's four, five lines from the bottom, very bottom. I feel the Beis Din. Five lines from the bottom there in Rabbeinu Gershom. It says Afilu. Six lines, Afilu. Afilu Beis, yeah, right from the beginning of the line. Afilu Beis Din Shohed Yotos. You see it? Go ahead.
Afilu Beis Din Shohed Yotos.
Yocho.
Yocho Ligrosh.
Ligarish.
Ligarish. Delo Yade.
The Matzrucho.
Oh, the Matzrucho Lidor. Hano. Delo Dereile.
Oh, so how do you read it? I called the Ligarish. Did a Chashuv Ligarish? You think everyone gets divorced in a Chashuv Beis Din? But what does that imply? That you need a Beis Din. If you read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Gershom, that's how they know to be you to read the Gemara. You need a Beis Din for a get. You might not need a Chashuv of a Beis Din, but you need a Beis Din. That's why, since the Beis Din is not a Chashuv Beis Din, they won't know to tell the guy, oh, we want you to take a netter that you're not going to derive any benefit from the money of the Ksuv. Not every Beis Din is talented to know that. But you see clearly, know to be you to read like the Rabbeinu Gershom. So there is a Rishon that seems to imply that you need a Beis Din. Not to imply, it seems to say a Beferish. Write that down. Who's the Rishon? Rabbeinu Gershom. So we said it wasn't Dor Zeruah, but who is it? Rabbeinu Gershom. So there are shitas that say that a get does need a Beis Din. Namely, Rabbeinu Gershom. And the note of Yehuda. So he has a mucker in the Rishonim. And I have to tell you, let's go back to the Beis Yosef. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef. And I really don't know. I'll tell you guys, I'll be open with you. I don't know how to answer this kasha. But if you go back to the Beis Yosef, you see on the bottom, everyone have the Beis Yosef, Yeshlit Moa? You see Yeshlit Moa on the bottom? In the Beis Yosef? He asks a bomb kasha. He asks a bomb kasha. You know what he asks? What's the din of Chalitza Belaila? Does anyone know? Chalitza Belaila is a machlokas tanaim. We paskin puzzle. Why is it puzzle? You need a Beis Din, but why do you need a Beis Din? Because it's dinim omnis. It's called tchilas din. Why is it called dinim omnis? Because she gets her ksuba. She gets her ksuba. I understand that. You need a Beis Din of three. You're right. So chalitza b'layla is puzzle. But why is it puzzle though? You're saying good, Jacob, but why is it puzzle? So the Nemuki Yosef in Yavama says because she can collect her ksuba now. That makes it dinim omnis. By a get also you collect a ksuba. So why should a get? Why shouldn't a get require one? A get Belaila should be a problem. Well, what it proves to you is that it's a din. It's like dinim ominous. So dinim ominous, Lomais, and assuming that a get needs, if a get is possible Belaila, so the stomach's coming from the approach you need a basin. Gabi, read the bottom there. The Chiddush goes. Guys, take a look. Underline it. I didn't give it to you, but take a look.
From the beginning?
Yeah, the bottom. Yeah. Yesh Lit Moa.
Yesh Lit Moa.
Yesh Lit Moa said what the Beis Yosef said it gets kosher Belaila. Go ahead.
The Hav the Chalitz the common of Simon Kupsam test Lamed A and the Kidon the Ain Chalitzin of Belaila Behu Migamar the Rams.
The Masik that we conclude.
The Masik the Kulu Yechido Mitnai La the Atam Shem Mishum the Chalitza.
Excellent. It's Tchilas Din is Dinim Ominus. Lefisha what?
Lefisha Gova Aksuva Shogova Aksuva. But Imken, Kol Shekain, get Dehave Dinim Ominus. The Ukvar Ahmad Al Ze, Harav Bal Knesset, Harav Bal Knesset, Gdoa Shem, Rabinu.
Eliyahu Mizrahi. Ayin Sham.
Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham. Ki Ha'arech Od.
Oh. So this is a bomb kasha. I want you to get down in your notes. Chalitza is possible Isla. And Jacob's making a great point. You do need a Beis Din. That's Beferish. And it's possible Isla because why? It's an issue of Dinim Ominous. Now you're making a great point, Jacob. I mean, you could have said that a Chalitza is possible Isla anyway because why? You need a Beis Din. You know what I mean? And Beis Din doesn't convene at night. But they give another reason. Another reason for that is because the Beis Din by Chalitza maybe is not paskening. You follow me? Their presence alone is just needed. So maybe that's why we had to come up with a new reason why Chalitza is a problem that you go over the Ksuba. My problem with that is that what about by Get? Get allows the Gviya of a Ksuba.
But didn't we just say the Or Zeruah probably would have said that Get has an attitude that we want only Adam, so we don't create Agunas?
I understand, but how do you, but if it's an issue of something we call Dinim Ominous, This is l'chura, a very hard kasha, no? He says, how do you say that it's not a din? He says, kol shekin, it should be a din. And therefore it should require what? It should require a beis din. And therefore it should be what? It should be possible laila. You're right, Johnny, that was a concern, but l'maisa, you have to be mechalek. Now, it could be that it comes from a pasuk that you need, chalitza needs a beis din, that's true. But if the rationale behind you need a beis din because it's din imamis, we'll get just, has that just as well. So that's why I'm very bothered by this. Very bothered by this. But this is the shita of the, this is the mahalach that what are we referring to? Is Rashi referring to Kain D'Oraisa Tikkun referring to get? If it's referring to get, the get needs a beis din. Like the Noda Buda, like who? Who's the Rishon? Like Rabbeinu Gershon? And Babasan, like this kasha of the Chiddush HaGos. But if you learn that not that way, that you don't need a beis din, and Rashi says you don't, Tosfos says you don't, you give up a laila, then what's the pshat in Rashi? It's referring to a chalitza, which fits a little bit more pshat in pshat, because of both refusals and chalitzas in the Mishnah. Now, Nachum asked me, one sec, Zach, we'll get to you. So if a get requires a beis din, why wasn't it in the Mishnah? What's the answer to that? So my answer to Nachum was, like we said in the beginning of the week, Tana Vashir. There are a lot of cases that are not mentioned. So say like that, Tysus, Tana Vashir. Like our Tosfos, one of the answers of Tysus. So they left out, many things were left out. So just because it's not in the Mishnah is not a big deal. Doesn't mean you don't need it. So this kasha, I'm very, very bothered by. I'll tell you, because why in America are we making on this? It's a very stark kasha. Very strong kasha. Think the answer why we're not, because the Beis Yosef says the whole thing, it doesn't make any sense. But we're asking in Lomdus, what's the difference between that and really Chalitza? If the whole rationale is based on Gemominus. Yeah, what do you say, Zach?
Is it possible that maybe what distinguishes a get from, like, Miyud and Chalitza are both things that happened, like, before the Kiddushin, before the marriage is really Chal? Like, in the sense that...
Well, there is a bond.
Like
by Yibum, like, there's a bond.
There is a bond. Like, it's like the process has started.
Right.
But when you're getting a get, that means that you're really, the ketubah is already tied to...
I understand. I hear what you're saying. I think you're strengthening the point.
No,
so that's more of a reason to have a beis din.
I want to finish the reason that with Miyud and Chalitza, you might need more of like a formal event in order to make sure that you know that the ketubah is entitled to...
Right.
Is entitled to her. But with the get, it's entitled, like...
It's more natural?
As soon as they're fully married,
You're saying it's more natural, you mean?
Right.
So you wouldn't need a beis din. I hear you. But the whole thing is a din imamunus issue, you know what I mean?
It's just a form thing.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
It's just a formality.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's good. I hear what you're saying. I would just say that if it's an issue of din imamunus, it's more pronounced when it comes to the get, like you're saying. Take your svar to the opposite. But I hear you. It's a good point. Okay, we got this so far? All right, those are the two ma'achim you can learn up the Rashi. Now, let's see the Gemara now, the page in the packet about Miyun, okay? How many taka do you need for Miyun? Okay, let's look at the Gemara, and then we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch Nochus Miyun. Okay, I think it's the third page in the packet. Go ahead, let's see the Gemara Nivamas. Because there's a Gemara Nivamas, is a good Bekiyas question. Where is the Gemara Nivamas quote our Mishnah in Sanhedrin, daf Beis? So what daf is this in Nivamas? I think it's Kuf Aleph from Beis in Nivamas. Go ahead, what do you say?
Beisha.
Yeah.
Beisha, my own rim. Beis din.
Must do miyun b'fnei beis din. Go ahead, v'chulei. Tanat hasam. Where's the hasam referring to? What does hasam mean in English? Over there. So in Yavamis means over there in Sanhedrin, by us, which is us. Go ahead.
So, achalitza v'ha miyunin v'shlosha.
So that means our mishnah is v'shamai? We don't want to make our mishnah like v'shamai. Go ahead, mantana.
Mantana, or rav v'shamai.
Yeah, our mishnah is v'shamai. We love Beis Shammah. We don't pass like Beis Shammah. Go ahead.
Abai Amar, Fil Temo Beis Hillel.
Can even be Beis Hillel. Adkan.
Adkan. Lo Kamri Beis Hillel. Elo Delo Beinan Mumkin.
Beis Hillel only requires, he requires a Beis, but they don't have to be experts. Aval.
Aval Shlosha Beinan.
Excellent. Three you do require, but they don't have to be experts. Kedisanya.
Kedisanya. Beis Shammah Omrim, Beis Shammah Omrim, Bifnei Beis Din.
The Shalom b'fnei
beis din. The Shalom b'fnei beis din.
So don't think Beis Hillel Chas Hashem doesn't need a beis din. Of course, a beis din don't have to be mumchim. Beautiful. So it's a machlokes Beis Shammah Beis Hillel where they need mumchim. So our mission in Sanhedrin is not just a libra Beis Shammah, it could be Beis Hillel because there's three. But Beis Hillel just says you don't need mumchim. But there are other shittas. Go ahead. Amr.
Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda.
Excellent. All you need is two, Diana. Go ahead.
I'm a Rav Yosef bar Minyume. I'm a Rav Nachman Alocha Keoso Hazug.
Excellent. We passed like the last couple. Zug means a couple. The last two tonight. So how many shittas? Let's get it down in our notes. How many shittas of tanaim do you need for Diana and for Miyun? Beis Shammai says you need three. What? Three mumchim. Beis Hillel says you need three regular dayanim. Hadyota suffice. And the Zug says two only. Three shittas of tanaim. And how do we paskin? Mikra din? Like the couple. Two. Like you only need is two. Do the last two tosasim. Go ahead, Gabi. You're doing a great job. Machshirin?
Machshirin v'shnayim. Who are din v'chai?
Even the shittah that says all you need is two, theoretically one would be enough for miyun. Why do you need two? Elog? We need to have two guys to testify that it was done, for Aedus, to prove that it was done. So even though theory for me and one would be enough, we need two for Aedus. Next, Toises. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. That's only Bidi Evid. About what? Oh, Lechachilo Lo. Why? Do what?
Mashma.
The word machshir is mashma b'di'evit. So l'chachila, all you need is how many? L'chachila, how many do you need? In other words, kalach goes zug, death tafka b'di'evit. B'di'evit, you only need two, right? But l'chachila, how many should you require, he says? Three. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Turn to Shulchan Aruch. A few pages later. Okay, I think it's the next to last page, yeah, in the packet. Go ahead, this is Hilchos Miyun in Shulchan Aruch. Go ahead.
So, Me'avonos, Bein, Mina, Erison, Bein, Insurian.
I don't care what you do when she was Ektana. Whether you had Erison, which is what, Kedushin? Erison is synonymous with Kedushin, Kesar Sharobia. Doesn't make a difference. Or you did Nisuan under Chuppah, she could still refuse it. Afilu Shalo
Bifonai.
Afnei Abal. The husband doesn't even have to be there. Vishalo.
Vishalo Bifnei Basin.
Rock.
You
have to refuse in front of two people at least. Go ahead. That will testify in the matter. Excellent. That's Tysus. That's the Tysus. So we pass him Mikra Din. You only need two. L'chachili should require three from you. So we got this clear. The truth is, regarding a get, the Note of Yudah brings up that svara too. That through a get she collects a ksuba, and she gets her clothes, and the husband can't eat her fruit anymore, the nixamalug, that she brought in the marriage. And he's pater from burying her anymore if she dies. And he's pater from redeeming her if she's captured. There's a lot of nafkaminas and dinim amnas with a get. So he says you should require a get. And we're strengthening that with chalitza as being a kasha. So it's in the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Nun Aleph and Orachaim, I want you to get this, that the Seder Aget itself doesn't need three. But the questions of Kabbalah's Aedis, that you ask the questions that go on with the Rav asks the Sofer, the Aedim, after the Get's written up, before it's actually given, that requires three Minat Torah, says the Chasam Sofer. So there is a step in the Get that requires three Minat Torah. And in Ibn Ezer, Simon Chelek Bey, Simon Samach Dalad, this din is only l'chachila. It's not posel b'di'evit if he gave it b'yachidis or with dayanim that are psulim. And the Kabbalah Seidis really doesn't need it. Just ideally said you need it. But it's not ma'akev at all. Halacha l'maisa. So it's interesting that l'maisa, the poshup shad in Rashi, al pipashtis would be that what? The poshup shad in Rashi would be that we're referring to what? It's very hard to imagine Kendi Rice was referring to get. Poshup shad was referring to what? It was referring to chalitza. That the miyun was patterned after chalitza, and chalitza requires a basin. And mikra, they don't need a get doesn't need a basin. We're saying that's a little difficult, though. Halacha l'maisa. It seems to be a little bit difficult to say like that. Okay? Fine. But l'maisa, as I said, it is possible, and I want you to get this, one more nakuda from the Chasam Sofer, and this is an Ibn Ezra, Chelek Beis Simon Samach Dalet, in that same tshuva. He wants to say Rashi is referring to miyun she'isha yotze bal korcha shel bal. That's what Rashi's referring to. that the woman is leaving against the will of the man. When does that happen? When does the woman leave against the will of the man? Aget me'usa. Let's say the Baal is hurting her, abusing her, God forbid. So there's sometimes they can force him to give a get. As long as he says rotsani. As long as they get the words rotsani out of him. The Rambam says they beat him up until he says rotsani. The Rambam says it's a joke. He says it's not a joke. Because every yid has a pintle of yid in him. In Perek Beis and Ilchos Gerushin. And when he says rotsani, that pintle of yid's coming out, then he wants to do the right thing. And that's exactly what the Chasam Sofer wants to say. Miunish, he goes out of the husband against his will. So it's referring to a get me'usa. You know what a get me'usa means? A get me'usa means a forced get, where he's forced by Beis Din to give the get. So he says a get me'usa requires a Beis Din. Not all get Din require a Beis Din. Please get this down, Ellie. What type of get requires a Beis Din? A get me'usa. Me'usa means a forced get. A get me'usa would be possible Lila. That's what he wants to tie in. Because you need a Beis Din in that case. All of the get Din, they don't need a Beis Din. Okay, that's what he wants, Chasam Sofer wants to tie in. So it's referring, so basically we're saying three different possibilities. Either Kandi Raisatika means what? A get in general. Either Kandi Raisatika means it was referring to what? Chalitza. And what's number three? It's referring to a specific get, only a get Musa, where everyone agrees you need a basin in that case. Because the basin is the ones that force you. Because the guy's acting badly in such a case, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So we have this din, Halacha L'maisa, and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says what? Miyun and Bishlosh, I thought we paskin kosa zug. How are you going to read our Mishnah? Lecharchila. The Mishnah says Miyun and Bishlosh is lecharchila. Make ready, all you need is two. And that's the way we paskin. So the Mishnah could be read that way as well. Okay? You don't have to make our Mishnah Shaloki Hochasa. So it comes out very beautiful. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So we have this, what we have this din. Now I want to get to the following, guys. Listen to this. There is a Rishon named Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya has a phenomenal chiddush. Rabbeinu Yeshaya says like this. Are you familiar with a hekesh between kedushin and gerushin? Ramakesh Avaya liyutziyah. Kedushin to gerushin. If the what? What's the marker we had? Rabbeinu Gershom, not Dor Zeruah, right? We thought Dor Zeruah claimed it was Dor Zeruah. If you say according to Rabbeinu Gershom, you have to have a Beis Din for what get? You can't do a Belaila. So he makes a hekesh to kedushin. Oh, you go, Valve. Ain kedushin Belaila. Rabbeinu Yeshaya says there's a hekesh, just like Ain Megarshin Belaila, which is a bit chiddush to say Ain Megarshin Belaila. We said that was a bit chiddush, Mikra, then we seem to allow it. So he says, Kach, Ain what? Ain Mekachin Belaila. You hear this, guys? Whoa! Anyone married her in the room? Daniel's not here. Zach's not here today. Zach, you're married?
No.
No. Okay. No, Zach can't sit. Zach's not here today. Okay. One sec. I got married in the daytime. We're all shut. I got in after fast all day, too. That's another bonus, right? But there is a Gemara in Kedushin that says explicitly, maybe that's what you're going to ask Zach, Kitchab Elia. The Gemara has an explicit case that got married at night. So how can a Rishon say against the Gemara? You can't argue on the Gemara. Ain regards from Lach Kach because of a Hekish. What'd you say?
To
no. Uri, it says Kedusha Belaila, Kitcha Belaila. So you know what the answer is? The Piskechuba says in Shulchan Aruch, and Ibn Ezer, that the Hekish is Rak Bishtar. Hekish, Rak Bishtar.
Who says this?
That's what the Pesachei Tshuva says. Because Hekesh Avayel Yitzir, what is get? Is it get a star or is it money? It's a star. So star Kedushin is compared to a get. Star Kedushin, no one's Mekadosh for star nowadays. And the Gemara's case, was talking about Kesef. So Kesef is good Belaila. Kedushin star is bad Belaila. But Rav Shechter sometimes says in Shir, it is better to get married during the daytime. To make sure you don't get what? Make sure you don't get what? Against Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's a chumrah. You don't have to cause any problems when you get married. Make sure you insist on the daytime. But it's just, I want you to know this. And it's interesting, I'm going to get to you in a second, Zach. Everyone agrees, you got a clerk? Everyone agrees Kedushin does not need a basin. Everyone. No one says you need a basin for Kedushin. But still, he says, based on the Hekish, you'd require it wouldn't be good for Lila. So this really finishes up the whole picture. This Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Tremendous Kiddush, built upon this basic Rabbeinu Gershom, we're saying, not for Zerul. Yes, what do you say to Johnny? Because we got to get the Chumash.
Yeah.
What did you say?
When is Belilah? What time?
Well, we said from the Ramah, after Davin Meirif. Even if they Davin one before Shkia. Let's say the Davin Plak. So the Davin Plak.
Most people are okay, because most people Davin Meirif, after...
I understand, but I'm just, what are you talking about, getting or Kedushin?
I'm saying Kedushin and wedding nowadays.
Yeah, but in the winter, everything's after Tzeis, right?
Yeah, don't get mad in winter.
Okay, I'm just saying, but it's all a chumrah. But I want you to know the lumdus space.
Spring and summer, everyone's
I want you to know the lumdus space then. Okay, so this is the whole mahalach. We got a klor, so we've done, we did two major mahalachim on two rashis. On Sunday, we got to go viper with next rash, the rashi about my shesheni and amalek. Okay? We get to it. So Sunday we have Seder 9 to 11:30, Shiz 11:30. Let's get to Chumash.